AM 1450 KBPS, just shy of 11 o'clock here on KBPS. Dylan Bearshaw broadcasting live from the Colwood Golf Center. Invite you to come on down. It's part of the Benson Alumni Cruise-In and Golf Tournament, which is actually already underway. But we've got some great tunes, some great cars on the way for you, too. Stick around and swing on by. We're right off of Columbia if you happen to be in the area. In the meantime, let's check out what's happening in that China Grove with the Doobies on AM 1450 KBPS. That's the Four Tops on AM 1450 KBPS from their first album after they left Motown and moved over to ABC Records and Keeper of the Castle there. Hey there, it's Dylan Bearshaw broadcasting live on KBPS this morning at the Colwood Golf Center here. And we're part of the Benson Cruise-In and Alumni Golf Tournament. And I'm joined by Chris. Chris, tell us, which class are you?
Yeah, it's Chris Blair here, alumni class 1987 Benson Polytechnic on the Alumni Executive Board.
Cool. Well, hey, thanks, first of all, to everybody involved at the Alumni Center for putting this event together. It's a lot of fun. Let's tell people about what they can expect today here.
Well, out here at the Colwood out on 73rd and Columbia, now Northeast Portland, I highly recommend that put a challenge out to all the Benson alumni to come out and support the golf scramble that we have currently going on. Also, we're going to have an old school car cruise in. They're selling eats and drinks out here. By golly, come on out and support the alumni in the old school.
And you can be a current student, you can be a past student, just any association with Benson, just come by. The money's going to go to help support Benson High School and give this great experience to youth going forward, with any luck anyways. Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience at Benson. What do you think is the most important thing you took away?
Well, I tell you, you know, I showed up at Benson in 1983 as a freshman. I went all 4 years at Benson. I played on the football team. Followed the team to state semifinalists in 1987. I was an automotive major. I spent 20 years in the trade as a professional auto mechanic, and a lot of that stuck with me. My father was class of 57, and there's a lot of school spirit and pride runs deep within my family.
Well, the cool thing about that is you got that education at Benson about automotive tech, and then you went and turned it into an actual career out of the school. You know, Benson, even for me, you know, I'm class of 03, Benson gave me a head start that I don't think people at other schools got. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, the engineers from Benson Tech certainly go on to do great things. I graduated and joined the U.S. Navy, served on a fast-attack nuclear submarine. A great deal of that education came straight out of the automotive program at Benson High School. I credit Benson Tech for lifelong friendships. I credit Benson Tech with a great deal more than just education.
And we're hoping that we can give that same experience to the youth coming in going forward. And that's one of the reasons we're here today, is to raise money for the school and help keep this great institution around and alive. All right, if people want to get involved with the Alumni Association, what do they have to do?
Just show on up. We at the tech show, we have membership forms to fill out. You can join the Benson Tech Alumni Association to support the school. They have the Benson Boosters Club. We have all different sorts of programs to benefit the school and the students.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you for your time here today. I'm sure maybe we'll hear from you in a little bit, but we're going to be here till I think at least 3 o'clock with all the action here.
Sure. Just to remember, fight, fight, fight for old Benson Tech on to victory.
Thanks, buddy. All right. I have forgotten what song we're going back into. So, okay, there you go. The Animals here on AM 1450 KBS. We'll check in just a little bit live from the Colwood Golf Center.
Baby, do you understand me now?
AM 1450 KBPS, how you doing? It's Dylan Bearshaw broadcasting live from the Colwood Golf Center, home of the Benson Alumni Cruise-In this afternoon, and you can come on down. The cruise-in registration is just beginning, and we're starting to see a couple of cars come. And it's going to be a good time here. We had a great time here last year. It's a great event to help raise money for Benson High School, and we invite you to come out and see what's going on and check out the scene. We've got some guys playing golf right now. We're going to have a barbecue and some drinks available, too, so you can come on down and check it out. It's the Benson Alumni Cruise-In here, and we're broadcasting live on KBPS from the Colwood Golf Center right off of Columbia up here in north-northeast. So back to the music we go with Chris Noble, The Horse, on KBPS.
Oh.
Yardbirds here on AM 1450 KBPS. How you doing this afternoon? Well, I guess it's still morning. It's almost afternoon. It's Dylan Bereshon here. It's just shy of noon here on KBPS. And we're at the Benson Alumni Cruisin' Golf Tournament here at the Colwood Golf Center. And I'm joined by Jerry Oaks. Jerry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Jerry Oaks, class of 77. Yeah, we had a pretty good turnout for golf. We had four teams. We were hoping to fill the whole course with a shotgun start, but that didn't quite happen. So,
well, we avoided the rain. That was the important thing.
Yeah, we've avoided the rain. We're in the wind. But it's been a fun event, and we're just about to get started with food and drinks and all that and awarding trophies. Looks like we've got to have a putt-off. We have two teams that tied at 3-under, so.
So if you want, you can come down and witness the sudden-death playoff, perhaps?
Sudden-death playoff, exactly.
There you go. What's better in sports than a sudden-death playoff, you know? We'll talk a little bit about what's brought us together here. This is pretty much about Benson High School and not just the Alumni Association, but the school as a whole.
Exactly. The whole idea is we wanted to keep this alive. So many people had so much fun last year at the 100-year celebration. There was interest to do this again, so we've decided to go round two in 2018 and get more people out here. We've got a little better turnout for golf. If there's interest for next year, we're going to do it again, and just to kind of get the Benson alumni together. So this was an all-class gathering.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you graduated last year or if you graduated in 1927. Like, you're welcome to come down, or if you've got a family member that went to Benson, if you're a friend of Benson, you can come check it out. And anybody with association with Benson is welcome here. Why don't you talk a little bit about what's happening with the Alumni Association at these days?
Well, a better person to fill you in on that would be Mr. Rob Johns, who's standing right there. He's the expert.
He's the guy. Yeah, we'll bug him in just a little bit here. But why don't you talk about your involvement with the Alumni Association?
I'm just a board member and help out wherever I can. For example, this is kind of my task, was putting this golf event together.
And it's been a fun event, too. We're hoping to get some cars down here for the cruise in, too. You know, and it looks like the weather's going to hold. So if you're a little hesitant because of the rain, I'd encourage you to come check it out just the same, because it really hasn't been raining here at all. It's a little windy, but it's not that bad. You know, come check it out.
Yeah, it'd be great to have people come down. You don't have to be a Benson alumni to be here. Anybody's welcome. So,
yeah, and everything's going to support the Alumni Association, and again through that Benson High School, which was this great opportunity. What was your major?
I was mechanical drawing.
So I was the radio major. Here I am on the radio still. And you know what was great about Benson that you didn't get at the other schools is it kind of gave you a head start that you didn't get if you had maybe gone to a different school. You know, I walked out of Benson with a really good education.
That's, I think, universal. I majored in mechanical drawing and ended up in civil engineering at Oregon State University. So, yeah, my high school training served me well. In fact, it helped me land my first two engineering jobs because I could draw. Of course, now everything's done on a computer, but back in my day, you drew by hand. So that Benson talent, 2 hours a day at a drafting table, really paid off for me.
Well, it gives you a skill that you'll take with you the rest of your life. And, Benson has helped. There's a lot of other similar stories. Well, Jerry, we'll let you get going, buddy. It was good to chat with you, as always.
Dylan, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, we're happy to be here, and we're going to continue on with the tunes now. And let's let the music roll. You're listening to AM 1450 KBPS with the Classics 4. That's the Beatles here on AM 1450 KBPS. How you doing? This is Dylan Bereshon. Benson class of 2003 broadcasting live from the Colwood Golf Center here on AM 1450 KBPS. And we are joined now by a current Benson student. If I heard correctly, class of 2021. Is that right? Yeah. Class of 2021. You just finished your freshman year. This is Sydney, a potential KBPS hopeful here joining us. Sydney, thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been great.
Well, cool. So you just finished your first year at Benson. What made you want to go to Benson besides, like, what would your normal neighborhood school have been?
Well, my neighborhood school was, like, just a really bad environment, and I wanted to go to Benson to major in radio.
So you knew you wanted to do radio from, like, day one?
Yeah, basically I've been wanting to go to this school since I was, like, five.
That's cool. people. And you know what? That's a story a lot of these old-timers here will have the same story. You know, like, you maybe you had an older brother, or back in the day, it used to be only boys at the school, if you can imagine. But, you know, maybe you had an older sibling, or you knew somebody that went there, and it was cool. Like, you had a lot of respect for them, and they learned cool stuff. So you were just telling me, too, so it, for those of you that either didn't go to Benson, or maybe it was so long ago you don't remember, when you're a freshman, they rotate you in through a whole bunch of the different programs that, maybe if you don't know what you want to focus on, you can kind of, you know, try everything and see what you enjoy. And you were just telling me that you did that rotation this year, too. So the radio is what you're interested in, but did you discover something that you didn't think you would enjoy, but you kind of did? You know what I mean?
I really enjoyed auto and manufacturing. In auto, we got to build an engine and then rebuild it again. And then in manufacturing, we got to build a screwdriver.
I remember doing that too. My screwdriver didn't work very well, but my problem was I never got the, you know, you put that piece of plastic in the lathe and it's supposed to, I never got it in there evenly, so my screwdriver was all lopsided and didn't turn out very well. But the automotive was really cool. You tore down that lawnmower engine, right? Then you put it back together, and I had never done anything like that before when I was your age there at school, and that when we put it back together and it actually started and worked, that was really cool. Do you remember that?
Yeah, my partner and me, we were like, oh my gosh, I hope it works. And it was so satisfying when, like, I pulled it and it worked.
It's pretty cool to know that, you know what, like, I did that because I was shown this really cool skill. And I'll bet you if your lawnmower stopped working this summer, you could probably take it apart and fix it, don't you think?
Right. Like, we had a bunch of, like, tests on reviewing tools and, like, how to rebuild it and stuff. So I think I would.
So, you know, even if you go on, you don't end up, like, you know, you want to focus on radio at Benson, but maybe you don't end up pursuing that as a career. Now you know you've got this other thing that you enjoy doing, the automotive stuff. You know, maybe you could become a mechanic or whatever. You know, it's cool that you have this opportunity. What else is happening at Benson these days? Like, what's a typical day like for a Benson student today?
Well, I just got through PE, and PE was actually very hard. Like, it's kind of like military style. They have a thing called, like, boot camp. And so I'm so happy I never have to do that again. But, yeah, everybody's really nice there. And I made a lot of friends, and I came into the school, like, not knowing anyone. So it was, like, very welcoming.
Well, one of the neat things about it, too, and I think you'll pick up on this as you get a little older, because it took me a little while to realize this, but one of the things that was so great about Benson is that you went to Benson because you wanted to go there. You know, it's not like if you go to another school, you're kind of there because you have to be. But there's a big difference in wanting to be somewhere and taking your education seriously. And when you surround yourself with people like that, it makes a big difference, not only on how focused you could be, but just on the overall quality of the education you're going to get, right?
Right, exactly. Like, a bunch of people just want to be there. And it's like, I think it makes the environment way better than just a regular school.
Do you have a favorite teacher or instructor, Sydney?
Mr. Raley, or he's the auto teacher, and then Mr. Katabay, which is one of my PE teachers.
Cool. Well, hey, best of luck going forward, and you're class of 2021, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, there you go. Sydney, current KBPS student, heard us on the radio today and decided to come by. And if you're a current student or you've got somebody in your family that's a student, you can stop by as well. The rain's not too bad today, and we're hoping to get some cars out here for the car show. But nevertheless, this is a great cause. We're raising money for the Alumni Association. So come check it out, okay? All right, let's keep the music rolling along. I have totally forgotten the song we were going to. Oh, there you go. It's live radio, folks. Here's the Spencer Davis Group on AM 1450, KBPS. KBPS on, or that's Chase on KBPS. How you doing? It's Dylan Bereshon live from the Colwood Golf Center, part of the Benson Alumni Golf Tournament and cruising. And I am joined by Mr. Alumni Association here, I guess you could say. This is Rob Johns. Thanks for taking time to chat with us.
Well, thanks, Dylan. Gee, it's great to be on the air. It's a little wet out here. You know, we had a great time. We had people out here having a good time on the golf course. And we always try to invite alumni to participate, find ways to have them come out. You know, this fall, it'd be great to see more alumni get involved in the football team and support them. This last year, the alumni set up a new tent that gives an identity to Benson Polytechnic out there at these sport games. And we hope that gives a little more soul and spirit to it. We're always doing advocacy for the school, a lot of it right now is about the bond. And if you've watched the Portland Tribune, there's been quite a bit of write-up on that, and we're going to continue to advocate for Benson Tech because just being the third school doesn't mean we should be the last school.
I would tend to agree with that. I think anybody that went to Benson would agree with that. And, you know, the frustrating thing about that is that, you know, Benson, when given the resources, works. Like, it really works, and it may be the best working high school as far as producing an overall product, a.k.a. graduating students that have a really good skill, you know, coming out of school.
Well, Dylan, that's a great point. I mean, think about this. You've got about 1,000 kids from all over Portland. It's Portland's high school. People in Portland Public Schools refers to it as Benson. It's Benson Polytechnic. It's Benson Tech. It's not just Benson. And for a lot of people that have never lived a long time in Portland, they look at that school and it looks like any other high school out front. What happens in the back, in the wings that we all know as Benson alums and students, the magic of that school happens back in C and D and automotive wings, and that really is what differentiates the school. And when you can graduate 88% amongst a population that has a 70% economic disadvantage to the averages, that's exceptional. Okay, no disrespect to some other schools, but if you are a school of affluence, you should be graduating at 92 to 95%. Okay, that's an expectation. But to graduate this statistic is very, very significant because we are trying to bring more kids and more Portland kids a better outcome and a better potential future. We need more solid taxpayers. We need more people making more money and paying more taxes. That's a fact of life. And Benson actually does that.
And, you know, that's part of what the Alumni Association is about, too, is providing support for the school, raising money through fundraisers or events like this where we can give back to a school that gave us so much from the get-go, right?
Absolutely, Dylan. You know, in the last 7-8 years, the alumni has been very much an advocate about we have now a health center at the school. That school never had a health center. And what we did was actually it came out of one of the two marches that we did when they almost shut down athletics.
I remember that.
And we went to PPS, and I met one of the young writers for the Oregonian. I said, there's a real story here. And she came over to the school. She met with a counselor, got the story. The Oregonian put it in the paper, and lo and behold, an OHSU doctor called the school and said, OHSU will support a health center at Benson Tech. And through a lot of, let's say, a little bit of static from the powers that be within Portland Public Schools, because the thought was, oh, well, you're going to renovate that school, so we're going to wait till then. Well, that's a 7-8 year out. That's way out there. There's 8,000 kids that are going to go through by that time. You could impact with a health center. Very positive. So the health center is a positive. We've also helped bring over the Entrepreneurs Club. And this was in conjunction with there's the TYE, the Youth Entrepreneurs, and there's the Indus Entrepreneurs, there's 58,000 in the world, Dylan. These are Indus entrepreneurs, successful, and they create an Entrepreneurs Club at Benson Tech. And they create a pitch that then they compete. That's the pitch for a business. And they create a model business pitch. And then they actually compete. The best teams go to Atlanta for a $10,000 scholarship. But we brought that over to Benson Tech. And we brought it over so the kids could do it after school. It's not on weekends because it's a different, you know, it's a different need. It isn't that mom and dad are going to bring you over on Saturday and Sunday in the Benson context. It's get you when you're at school, right?
Hey, we all need weekends. I mean, come on.
Bingo. So, Dylan, that's a couple of things we've done. Well, let's see. We've had a foundation we've started, the Benson Tech Foundation. I'll make a two-second pitch for the Benson Tech Foundation. That was paid for to file all the filings with the government, legitimately 501c3, and that was paid for by the Alumni Association to then create a foundation that alums and others can give to and target the giving. So we've had machine shop majors, for instance, say, hey, I'd really like to give back because I know there's some special needs in the machine. We've had support for the kids that compete with, like, the health occupations HOSA programs. This next month, there's some programs for the guys that have done very well in print and photography. So there's some very targeted giving that we've done in those areas. We supported the Black Student Union's trip out to Washington, D.C., gave monies to that. So the foundation does a lot of work around trying to target how we can give money to get the best out of it for the kids.
Well, let's talk a little bit just about the Alumni Association. Okay, let's say you're a former Benson student or you're involved in Benson. Maybe you were a faculty member. Somebody may be listening. They're not involved with the Alumni Association now. What do they have to do? And it doesn't take a lot to be involved, right?
It takes just a willingness, Dylan, just a willingness to participate. And what we say is, if you went to the BensonTechAlumni.org website, our dues annually are $20. It's a fraternal organization. Those monies go basically within the Alumni Association to create activities and events to build an awareness for the school amongst the alumni. For instance, today with a golf tournament, a cruise in. Last year, we had 3 days of events for the 100-year centennial celebration that we did. That's all what the alumni is focused on. We, through the alumni, then try and get the word out about the foundation, and that if you care about giving back, it's a way to give back, is to give to the foundation, get a tax deduction. So that's really what that's about. Now, every second Monday, we have a meeting every month, and we have an alumni board, and we try to get the message out about what advocacy for the school, and that's advocacy at Portland Public Schools at the board meetings. You see us on TV occasionally talking through that. You also see us in the paper advocating for that. And so we really are about trying to create advocacy for the school, build that enrollment. I mean, a lot of our work, too, helped. We had the Lift the Cap campaign about 3-4 years ago. We built the alumni, the actual population at the school from 825 to over 1,000. So, you know, this is measured by what I would call small wins, Dylan. Always looking for that next win.
And we're just, I mean, the whole point is we want to make sure that Benson is going to be there for future generations to come. We all had, all of us that were here today, all of us involved in the school, Benson had a very positive, immensely positive impact on our lives and helped give us a head start that we probably wouldn't have had otherwise. And we want to make sure that students coming through have that same type of experience and that same type of head start.
Dylan, you're right. That's the belief, I think, of each of the alumni that come back and participate, is they know there's something that they received that was very significant in their lives. And then also you find out some interesting things, like, well, someone's dad went there, uncle went there, or their uncle went off to fly in World War II because of the aviation program. I mean, there's so much solid participation in Portland and in history that goes on through that school. It's 100 years of history.
And I can tell you, just having gone through the radio program and having worked in radio for a number of years now, so I'm class of 03, and so you do the math, but I've worked at 10 different radio stations, more than that, and almost every one of them had somebody from KBPS go through there, or somebody that was involved with KBPS at some point. So you hear the same thing in a lot of automotive machine shops. You'll have somebody that went through the Benson machine program or the automotive programs. It's the same story, you know. So Benson gives an opportunity to everybody that walks through the door. You know, it's up to them to seize it, of course. But you know, the biggest thing that I took away from Benson was just, it was just nice because everybody was there because they wanted to be there. You had to apply to go. You weren't there because you had to be there. You were there because you wanted to be there. And, you know, it produces a special student and a great atmosphere for those that go through there.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, Dylan. The kids are there, want to be there. They want to do well. And I think also they know that that's an opportunity. And their parents know it's an opportunity, and they support them in that. So I know that that's what that does. And that spirit of giving back is what we're looking for as alums, to give back, that opportunity is replicated at infinitum in the future, that this is always an opportunity.
Well, we'll let you get going here, but one more time. I mean, at bare minimum, you can at least get the email newsletter, even if you can't spare the $20, but that is the thing. What's the website one more time?
That's BensonTechAlumni.org.
There you go. Rob, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. We really appreciate it, and thanks for putting this on today.
You're welcome, Dylan. Thank you.
All right, let's head back to the tunes, shall we? It's the Kinks. And you've really got me. You're listening to AM 1450 KBPS.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't move.
AM 1450 KBPS. It's Dylan Bereshon here. Putting the wrapping touches on the Benson Alumni Cruise in at the Colwood Golf Center. It's been a really fun event. We've met a lot of old-time Benson folks. We've met some young-time Benson folks. Some current Benson students have shown up here along with their families, and it's been a really great event, and hopefully we've done our bit to support Benson High School. And if you want to get involved, you can do so as well. The website is BensonTechAlumni.org, if I'm not mistaken. So check it out, and we hope you've enjoyed the broadcast today. We're going to put the wrapping touches on this one and turn things back over to the station. But I just want to say my little bit about Benson is that I went to Benson High School just because I thought it would give me some opportunities I wouldn't have gotten otherwise, and it turned out to be the case. Majored in the radio broadcast program. I've pursued a career in radio broadcasting, and besides that, my normal 9-to-5 now is, as I realized a while ago, there's not a lot of money to be made in radio, but there is money to be made in the automotive industry, and I received automotive technology training at Benson that has helped me tremendously in my life today, and I am now, I'm doing very well, and I don't think I would have been there had it not been for Benson. I may have found my way to that path, but it would have been a much more difficult road, and Benson was able to give me a head start that I really appreciated, and I'm hopeful that other young people coming into the school will have the same opportunities that I did for many years going forward. So if you want to contribute to that, check out the Benson Alumni Association. Come check out some of the football games that are happening in the fall. You can support Benson that way. The girls' basketball team just took second place in state. You can come support the Benson Texters. They've got a really good basketball program. The boys' basketball program is getting better, too. Other sports are improving as well. Come out and support Benson as best you can. But anyway, that's all I have to say. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast today. I want to send a special thank you to Scott Young, our studio engineer, who's back at KBPS Master Control and running the show for us today. Picked out the tunes. He had some great selections. So if you enjoyed the music, hats off to him. You can thank him for that. And we'll head back to the music now with Music Explosion and a little bit of soul. You've been listening to the Benson Alumni Cruise-In here on AM 1450 KBPS.
Hello, and the fish won't bite.